This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alex Ovechkin is chasing down Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He is 13 away. It could happen in the next month to month and a half, and it will become one of the all-time great DC sports moments. It will. And what's interesting about it is I think a lot of people before the season began thought, okay, it probably won't happen this year. It'll probably happen, if it does happen, in 25-26. And it'll be the story for the Caps because they're really not supposed to be that good of a team. Well, you've got two incredible stories. First of all, this incredible season that Washington is having. And then we'll see how it plays out in the postseason. We know that hockey tends to be a bit random in terms of the results, and especially when you get to the postseason. A deflected, you know, puck off of a skate, off of a post, and all of a sudden, you know, an 8 seed beats a 1 seed. Happens, it's seemingly every year. 8 seeds make deep runs. The Caps have been 1 seeded before and bowed out in the first round. But beyond that, this is going to be a significant moment in DC sports history. And I want you to start thinking about DC sports stories and moments, the biggest ones that were not game related. Okay, so we're not talking about Riggo winning Super Bowl, the Skins winning Super Bowl 17. Certainly, we're not really talking about a play either. I want to be clear. We're not talking about anything that happened in a game necessarily. All right. You know, it's a record broken. As an example, let me give you what I actually think is the number one all-time DC sports story that was not game related. Snyder selling the team in late 2023. That's number one. Baseball returning in 2005. Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962, the last NFL team to integrate. Gibbs returning to coach in 2004. You know, two deaths from our area, sports related. Sean Taylor's passing in 2007, Len Bias's death in 1986. You know, the Redskins name change, losing the Redskins as a name, is on the list somewhere. You know, Abe Pollin opening up the MCI Center and moving the Wizards and Caps into D.C., it changed the city. It not just changed that neighborhood, but it started the process of D.C. becoming more than it had been a city of neighborhoods. Michael Jordan coming to the Wizards in 2001, a massive story. Vince Lombardi getting hired by Washington in 1969 out of retirement was a massive story. Where will this Ovechkin rank on the list of DC sports stories that aren't specific to a game result. You know, a play in a game or a game result. Because if we're talking about moments, you know, this city has won Super Bowls, plural. They've won a World Series. Actually, they've won two if you go back to 1924. They've won a Stanley Cup. They've won an NBA championship, not in a long time. Take games and specific plays from games out of the equation. What's the biggest DC sports story, not game-related, of all time? And where will Ovechkin passing Gretzky land on that list? Pretty high. I actually, you know, I think the Snyder sale of the team actually for me is number one. It ended what was truly a sports tragedy in this town. Now, I'm not comparing that tragedy to death. Okay, Sean Taylor, Len Bias, etc. But it was the death of a franchise, for the most part, or a near-death experience for a franchise. When Snyder bought the team and ran it into the ground over a 24-year period. To me, that's the number one sports story that wasn't game-related of all time. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Alex Ovechkin, in a month, month and a half, maybe it won't come until next year, but he's going to break one of the hallowed marks in sports and the hallowed mark in hockey. He's going to become the all-time goal scorer, passing Wayne Gretzky. And it's happening faster than we really thought it would happen. But where will it land on the list of the greatest DC sports stories of all time that are not specific to something that happened in a game or a season? So we're taking the championships, we're taking, you know, specific plays like the Rigaud run out of the equation. I gave you some examples. Where will it fall on the list? For me, Dan Snyder selling the team in late July of 2023 is number one on the list. Denton, do you have a number one?
Yeah, I mean, Dan Snyder selling the team is definitely number one. We had the party, obviously, a block away from where I'm sitting right now, which is great. A lot of our listeners came to that. So that is definitively number one. I would say there are some other stories that I would throw onto the list that you did not touch. They're much lower on the list, but the Gilbert Gunn situation was a story from my youth that I remember very, very vividly. And then more recently in the world of baseball, the Juan Soto trade is something that I remember very, very vividly. But one is Snyder selling the team. I would say Ovechkin is probably either at the worst four. He's probably 2, 3, or 4, depending on, you know, what, how you feel about hockey, but he'd be the greatest to ever do something in a sport, and he did it all while wearing the uniform here.
I think number two on my list would be baseball returning in 2005. 34 years in a major metropolitan market without a baseball team. We were a three professional sports team town for a long, long time. Kind of crazy that the nation's capital did not have a baseball team for 34 years. The Senators left in 71. The Nats, the Expos, arrived in 2005. That was a massive, massive event. And it, by the way, has been a great thing for this town. It'd be nice to have ownership a bit more committed than they, you know, now versus how they were previously, because I think the idea of trying to sell the team is still in play. But number two for me would be baseball returning in 2005. Number three for me, because this was massively significant at the time, is Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962. Those would be the top three. Snyder selling the team, baseball returns in 2005, Bobby Mitchell integrates the Redskins in 1962. That would be the top three for me. And now I think I could start to entertain Ovechkin setting the all-time goal-scoring mark. In the conversation with, say, you know, the significant deaths, the... Look, I guess... I think some of you may have the Redskins name change number one on this list. And I understand the passion and the hurt and the emotion over that. I think that those are my top three. After that, I'd have to give it more thought. I gave you some examples. For me, Snyder selling number one. Baseball returning number two. Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962, three. And then... for number four, Ovechkin, when he breaks Gretzky's record, will be in the conversation for number four. It will be this most significant, you know, mark. And by the way, I'm talking about sports stories with our four major professional teams, because we could get into, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard and Katie Ledecky and some, you know, coaches. Coaches count. I'm really focused on our four major professional sports teams. All right? Because obviously, Katie Ledecky is the all-time greatest female swimmer. And somebody may... But that would fall into the line of more game-specific. You know, the number of gold medals. The record number of gold medals, etc. But I'm focused on the big sports stories for the four major pro sports teams that were not game-related. Snyder selling number one for me. Number two, baseball returns in 2005. Number three, Bobby Mitchell integrates the Redskins in 1962. Now I can consider what Ovechkin's on the verge of doing. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I've got others, by the way, that I was thinking about and I wrote down a little bit earlier, that wouldn't be anywhere near the top three, but there are some significant events. I mean, you know, I mentioned, you know, the Abe Pollin and what he did really in it, in sort of the jump starting of DC becoming a completely different city. But there were, you know, there were other moments, like, by the way, getting an NBA team to move from Baltimore to the DC suburbs all the way back in 1973, which allowed for the NHL to provide this city with an expansion team. That made DC an actual... Denton, you don't have any recollection of this, and some of you listening don't. DC was a big small town, okay? It had the Redskins in 1972. There was one professional sports team in Washington, the Redskins. They didn't have baseball. Baseball moved to Texas. The Bullets had not moved. They were in Baltimore, and there was no hockey. Number two was Maryland basketball, by far, to the Redskins. And it lasted that way for a long period of time because it took forever for, you know, some of the other sports pro teams to take hold. Hell, some old enough have told me before that high school basketball was, you know, number two behind the Redskins for many, many years. I mean, this was a small town sports city. All right, you got my top three. Denton will think about it and give me his number two and number three. Snyder selling the team in 2023 is the number one sports story of my lifetime that is not game-related, followed by the Nats moving or the Expos moving in 2005, baseball returning, followed by Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 62. After that, Ovechkin and the mark that he will break is going to be in consideration for number four. Let me hear your number one, and even if you want to rip through your top three, you can do so at 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. I want to mention that February is coming to an end, and if you haven't looked at your calendar yet, You should, because if you need new windows, it's time to act now. Window Nation's deal right now is that on February 28th, it's the last day that you can save 60% off on all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest with no payments for 2 years. But now only until the end of the month. That's less than just a few days to save big on the best windows and the most insulated windows you can buy. Window Nation will provide you first and foremost with a free no-risk estimate. You call them at 866-90-NATION, go to windownation.com, mention my name. They'll come out in an hour or less. You'll have a quote that you can do with what you choose. You can shop it if you want. You'll know at that point which windows actually need to be replaced, which windows are costing you high heating bills, high air conditioning bills in the summer. Schedule your free in-home estimate right now and get access to 60% off on all windows with no payments and no interest charged for 2 full years. 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, 301-230-0980. Our phone lines are open. The question is, what is the most important, the biggest DC sports story of all time? I gave you my top three. This is in the context of Alex Ovechkin being, you know, about a month to a month and a half away, potentially, of becoming the all-time goal scorer in the NHL, breaking Gretzky's mark. That will become one of the all-time DC sports stories. It will. But the context of this question, or at least the rules of this question, also includes this is not a game-specific, you know, topic. This isn't Washington winning Super Bowl 17, Doug Williams' second quarter in Super Bowl 22, the Nats winning the World Series, the Caps winning the Stanley Cup. This also deals with just our four major professional sports teams, the Caps, the Wizards slash Bullets, the Commander slash Washington football team slash Redskins, and the Nats and the Senators prior to that. My top three all-time DC sports stories that are not game-related are, number one, Dan Snyder selling the team. That became, to me, the all-time DC sports story. It's still, to this day, when you think about it, shocking, because it didn't seem like it was ever going to happen. Like, the chances that they were going to be able to run him out or force him out or that he would choose to sell, being so, you know, detached from reality as he was, and his own culpability in the, you know, wreckage of the franchise, just made it seem like it wouldn't happen. And yet, on July 18th, 2023, Snyder sold the team, and it was finalized on the 24th or whatever. And as we learned recently, it was close to almost falling apart at the 11th hour. So late July 2023, to me, Snyder ending the reign of terror of his ownership is number one. Number two for me is baseball returning in 2005. I mean, not having Major League Baseball in the number seven market in the country for 34 years, and it wasn't always the number seven market during those 34 years, it was insane. So having baseball return here in 2005 was number two. And even though I wasn't anywhere near around for this, Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962 was a massive story. Now, I gave you some examples of others. I think the two deaths of superstar athletes in this town are massive, memorable, you remember where you were moments. The death of Len Bias in June of 1986, the death of Sean Taylor in late November of 2007. The Redskins name changing is a massive DC sports story. Gibbs' return in 2004, these are all that would be in competition with Ovechkin setting the mark that he is going to more likely than not set. So my top three, again, Snyder selling, baseball returning, Bobby Mitchell's integration of the Redskins in 62. Denton, your top three.
So our top three are similar, just switched. I would put I'd put Bobby Mitchell two, baseball three. And then during the break, Kevin, I was thinking I would put Alex Ovechkin at four on the list. I was kind of like in the spot where I was like, is it him? Is it the death of Sean Taylor? Obviously, you know that time well. You were on radio for like 80 hours, it felt like, on those couple of days. So you know how big of a story that was. But I feel like Ovechkin breaking a record that most people thought would never be broken would just kind of reach above Sean Taylor. I know there's going to be people that say the name thing. I would put the name thing a little bit further down, but I would say Ovechkin would be four on my list when he inevitably breaks this record.
It's certainly in competition with it. I think, you know, it's not that we need to, you know, get into the difference between the Sean Taylor and the Len Bias death. The Len Bias death was shocking. Remember, Sean Taylor's was shocking in that the night before, I think most people went to bed with an optimistic feeling because there was a report, and I think, you know, there was a feeling that he was improving and to wake up the next morning to find out that he had passed was really, really sad and very surprising. But the Len Bias death in this city, and by the way, just the national story it became and the change that it created, the much tougher drug laws that were instituted during the Reagan years following the death of Len Bias. Len Bias's death was a massive moment. And it was for, even if you weren't a Maryland basketball fan, it was one of those moments where you kind of knew where you were when it happened. I feel like we've talked about that recently. Why have we talked about that recently? Not the Len Bias death. Oh, the plane crash. Like the Air Florida crash was one of those, for people that were around, was one of those moments you remembered where you were when it happened. I think Len Bias was that as well. All right, let's get to the phone lines. What's your number one, and if you want to give me your top three real quickly, and where Ovechkin would sort of fall into this when he breaks the record, top moments that are non-game related in D.C. sports history. Let's start with our guy and our legal contributor and sports historian in this town, Neil in Rockville. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, good morning, Kev.
Good morning.
I think the biggest moment for D.C., it has to be Abe Pollin bringing the teams to the MCI Center. D.C., I mean, unless you didn't grow up, the only place you would usually go in D.C. was Georgetown, because that area and a lot of D.C. was still
Adams, Morgan. Yeah, and you're talking about people from the suburbs in terms of, I mean, you'd go obviously to museums, you'd be on the mall, but in terms of going out socially, if you were in the burbs, it was Adams, Morgan, Georgetown, and remember some of those summers in Tenley as well.
Some, but a lot of D.C. still had not been rebuilt since the 68
riots. I understand that. Understood. I mean, that's 100% true. Yeah.
And so I think Abe bringing that and revitalizing and everything moving out from there, effect on D.C., I would put as number one. For number two, and it's more of a retrospective, I don't know what is more impactful. In some ways, I think Dan Snyder buying the team. Ultimately,
yeah, but we didn't know that in the moment.
In the selling,
we didn't know that in the moment. Nobody knew. In fact, remember, yeah, I mean, Paul Tagliabue was like super pumped up and super excited and super complimentary about Snyder.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we have 25 years to look back on what happened. I mean, we are all more hopeful now that the selling will be, much more beneficial, but, fingers crossed. And I'm in agreement. I think the third clearly is the integration of the team with Bobby Mitchell, not only because it was the integration of the team, but it was also the last team to be integrated, to my understanding. So, I think that was, and just with regard to the death, as you just talked about, Len Bias's death was so much more of a national impact. Sean Taylor's affected the city, but Bias's death was still has ramifications of particularly with the drug laws and all that kind of stuff. So as an impact one, his was number one, as unfortunate tragic.
His was a national stunner and a national, oh my God, with respect to so many things. Like you said, drug laws, cocaine in particular. I don't think anybody understood the risk of overdosing or intoxication of cocaine. I mean, and the type of athlete that he was, I mean, literally chiseled from stone. He looked like Adonis, and that he fell to that. It was a game changer for a lot of people.
And it was the night after he had been drafted.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it affected D.C. We don't think about how it might have affected Boston, but obviously losing him there also affected, but that was truly a national story.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Neil in Rockville, everybody. What's your number one D.C. sports story of all time that wasn't game-related, and where will Ovechkin, when he breaks Gretzky's record, appear on that list? Let's go to our guy Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm well, Joe.
All right, so like you, number one for me is Snyder selling the team. I mean, Kevin, you, me, and Den, that day when we were down at the bullpen celebrating, I mean, we all were talking, bro, like, wow, we didn't think this would ever come. I mean, it would ever happen. I mean, the way it was come about, but when it finally did, we all felt like it's celebrating a new era. And then this is a difficult call. I mean, number two for me would have to be when Joe Gibbs returned in 2004. I mean, that was totally unexpected. We all were shocked about this.
Big deal.
He shocked us in 93 when he retired. And then when he came back, the Nationals returning in 2005, I'll put that at three. I mean, it was, I mean, baseball was finally back in D.C. We had never seen that. It's been a while. Ovechkin breaking the record, I would say that would fall between two and three there, Kevin. I mean, because when it happens, I mean, and it will happen eventually. I mean, it's going to happen maybe in a couple of weeks, but it will definitely go between two and three with Gibbs returning and the Nats returning for baseball. And real quick about the Sean Taylor death, I remember it was my sophomore year of college. I went to bed that night thinking, okay, he's going to get through this. I went to my college swim team practice that morning, and that's when we found out the news. How I got through the rest of that week, last week of the semester and final exams, I don't know, but it was, I mean, I wasn't around for the Len Bias thing, but I mean, Len Bias was shocking, but Sean Taylor, it was shocking. I mean, for you being on the air, I mean, tip my hat to you, Kevin, you were on the air for God knows how long covering all that. It was devastating, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that whole week was very memorable. It was surreal, and I'll tell you nothing. I mean, one of the most incredible memories I have of that week was the Sunday following the home game against Buffalo, and the absolute sadness that surrounded that stadium before kickoff. And you know, I think Bram was working with me maybe on the pregame show. I don't think it was Russell. I think it was Bram. And we did the pregame show, and there was a sadness over the stadium that day. And when they had that moment of silence, you have never heard a place so silent. Richard in Maryland. Richard, go ahead. Give me your all-time number one non-game-related D.C. sports story, and where will Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's record eventually fit on this list?
Well, you know, Hey, Kevin. And it's been a while since I've called, but I call you all the time. For me, it would be Doug Williams being the first black quarterback. I mean, that set the town off. And I mean, I'm only going off of this because this was before Sean Taylor's death. You know what I mean? Of course, Len Bias, you know, his passing was big. But my second would be Abe Poland bringing the Wizards to Prince George's County and calling them the Washington Bullets.
The Bullets, yeah.
And at that
well,
time,
they Washington, weren't the Wizards. They were the Baltimore Bullets, yes.
Well, I'm, you know what I'm saying, the Bullets.
Yeah,
you know, Gus Johnson, all them up there in Baltimore, they came here, right. You know, with Alvin Hayes and Mike Redden and so on and so on.
Yeah.
And calling them the Washington Bullets, that was great. Because
do you remember,
really,
Richard, what they called them the first year here?
The Capitals.
Yeah, very good. The first year here, they were called the Capital Bullets, Denton. They weren't even the Washington Bullets. In 73, they were the Capital Bullets.
Kevin, let me ask you this here. Where did they end up at the parade? Where was the ceremony at?
In 78?
Yeah, in 78 when they won the championship.
Well, they went down Constitution Avenue was the parade.
No, sir. They went from the Capitol Center down Central Avenue and had the parade in RFK Stadium. The stadium, I was there. I was hanging out with Tom Henderson and Lenny Gregg.
I need to. Well, yeah. I trust you on that, Richard. I totally trust you. I was not at the parade, but I for whatever reason I thought it took place in downtown on the mall, really? Downtown Constitution, like the Skins parades did. Interesting.
Yeah, but what's his name that just passed that used to be on the station? Y'all talked about him real highly. He just passed, did a lot of games and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Pete. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes, man. Me and him, man. Look, I talked to him one time. This is the last time I called in. And, man, we We went back. I was telling them about Tommy Henderson, the Hattie guy. That's how we went. You know what I mean? But he
was so,
that's my man there. And when when I heard that he passed, man, I was hurt.
Yeah, Pete was great. Really, it's so sad.
You know what
thanks.
I mean?
Anyway. Yeah, thanks, Richard. I appreciate it. That's good. I mean, it makes sense because that's where the Capitol Center was, right off of Central Avenue. Exit, you know, exit 15, exit 17, you know, exit 16 off the Beltway where it's Arena Drive, or which takes you into FedEx, or takes you, you know, if you go, you know, outside the Beltway, takes you to the shopping center that actually sits on the property where the Capitol Center was. But going Central Avenue all the way into the city, I didn't realize that. Interesting. Good call. Let's go to Johnny in Arlington. Johnny, top sports story wasn't game-related in D.C. sports history, and where will Ovechkin, when he breaks Gretzky's record, fit on that list?
I've got three, and Ovechkin is not one of them, unfortunately, because it did not happen yet. I'll start the sale of Redskins. I'm sorry, the Commanders. What makes it number one is that the fact that the team was successful enough to go to the championship game, that those two things, you cannot separate them. The second one is name change, definitely. And the third one is Len Bias, that it has a national implication like you mentioned earlier.
Right.
One of the things that I remember about Len Bias is after he died, there was an article that was written, I believe, that he dreamt running towards the forum, but he never got there. This is
say that again. I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
He dreamed that he was running towards the forum. I'm not sure what that forum is, but he never made it when he woke up. So that was a story that I believe I read on one of the newspapers back in the Washington Post or Washington Times. And I don't know if you know anything about that.
I don't. I don't know. I don't really know what you're referring to, running to the Fordham. I don't.
But that's his dream that he mentioned.
Okay.
Meaning that he died before he made it to the NBA.
Right.
I think that was the end of that
Yeah, I don't remember that story. Interesting. Thanks, Johnny, for the call. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. Looking for your number one D.C. sports story of all time that isn't game-related. Number one for me is Snyder selling the team in July of 2023. Number two for me is baseball returning in 2005. Number three is Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins and therefore integrating the entirety of the NFL because the Redskins were the last team to integrate in 1962. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. If you're on hold, I'll take your calls after this next break. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Offensive explosion this weekend for the Capitals. Two games back from the Four Nations break, and they scored a total of 15 goals. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 8-3 on Saturday and then turned around and beat the Edmonton Oilers 7-3 on Sunday. Alex Ovechkin had his second hat trick of the season against the Oilers on Sunday. He's now 12 away from tying the great one, 13 away from breaking the all-time goals record. The Caps also now have the most points in the NHL with 84. A lot less good for the Wizards. They lost to the Magic 110-90. Jordan Poole had 16 points on Sunday to lead the team. Franz Wagner and Anthony Black of Orlando each had 23 for the Magic. In the NFL, the Rams are allowing quarterback Matthew Stafford to seek out options of a trade. It sure seems like the time of Stafford and the Rams are coming to an end sooner rather than later. The combine starts this week, and Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders will not work out for teams. He will interview, he'll be there, but he will not be throwing. No word yet on whether or not Cam Ward will be throwing, but quarterbacks Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, and Riley Leonard are all expected to throw in front of teams. And finishing off here, big congratulations to the McLaurins. Terry McLaurin got married over the weekend, so congratulations to him and his now wife. And that's what's trending.
301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. Top D.C. sports story all time. Where will Ovechkin, when he passes Gretzky, where will he land on that list? Not game-related, all right? Not championship-related. Number one for me, Snyder sells the team at the end of July 2023. Number two, baseball returns in 2005. Number three, Bobby Mitchell integrates Washington's football team, the Redskins, in 1962. Andy texted me and said, Poland said, it will be the number one record breaker, no doubt. In terms of, you know, we had Charlie Taylor pass Don Maynard on the list of all-time receptions in 1975, or 1977, actually. I'm sorry, 1977. That was a big deal in the moment, the all-time receptions mark. And then Art Monk passed Steve Largent, Monday Night Football 92, to become the all-time receptions leader. Those were significant records broken by our professional sports teams, our four professional major sports pro teams. But this is much bigger, the all-time goals scoring mark in hockey, than the all-time receptions in the NFL. I mean, this is not necessarily the all-time. This is not Hank Aaron in 74 passing Babe Ruth, but it's a big record, all-time sports record. And by the way, because it's Gretzky, and Andy points this out, just like it was Babe Ruth, you know, the greatest to ever do it, it will be a significant record in the history of the sport when he passes it, and that'll make it a significant record and the number one individual record of all time in this town when he breaks Gretzky's mark. Now, that's specific to records. Specific to sports stories, it would definitely be in the running for me for number four, but I gave you my top three. You know, in part, it's number four because, let's face it, hockey isn't what the football team is in this town. Snyder selling the team at the end of 2023 ended a 24-year horror show with the team that has always been number one in this town. And it resurrected the franchise. And look at how quickly, by the way, somebody pointed out, where does Jaden being drafted by this team in the 2024 NFL draft rank on the list? Well, it's on a list for sure, no doubt. Baseball returning in 2005, 34 years without it, was number two on my list. And Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 62 was number three on my list. What's number one on your list? And where would Ovechkin fall on this list when he breaks Gretzky's all-time record? By the way, there's a couple of others that I haven't mentioned. I'll mention those here in a few minutes. Let's go to Jay in Columbia. Jay, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. So I think you and I are pretty much the same age. So you'll have to bear with me because I'm going to throw a little soccer in there. I know you're a huge fan of soccer.
Well, I did say specifically the four major pro sports teams.
Well, I would put that as four.
You would put the United as one of the four major pro sports teams?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I would disagree wholeheartedly. Right, but go ahead. Are you going to say really Johan Cruyff?
Johan Cruyff gets signed by the Washington Jets.
Yeah.
Kids, youth soccer players. That was huge in the area. Number two was Dan Snyder selling the team. And number one, I'm going to leave blank for when Ted Leonsis is convinced to sell the Wizards. I think that will become the next big story. And hopefully that is sooner than later.
That will not be number one. That will not come close to Dan Snyder.
By the way, I am old enough to remember
Johan Cruyff and the signing of Cruyff. And I actually remember going to RFK for like a birthday party for some kid's birthday to watch Johan Cruyff play. And the place was sold out, packed. I mean, that stadium sold out for Johan Cruyff, who was he was Dutch, right? Pretty sure. Did we lose Jay?
We did.
Johan Cruyff was Dutch. I believe that's right. Look that up for me. I just want to make sure. He's not Belgian, right? I think he was a Dutch player. I think he's from the Netherlands. Jonesy, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, been a long time. How have you been, buddy?
Hey, Jonesy, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Hey, listen, yeah, you're right. Dan Snyder, that would have to come in as number one, man. I remember, you know, the Dan Beard they were doing at the draft house and how we were all down at the bullpen celebrating, thinking that would never come about. But it did, and that wound up being one of the biggest stories in town. My next one that I will go to, it was the death of Sean Taylor. I remember that day there, how John Thompson covered that. I think you and Doc were together at that point. Yeah, back in 07. And, yeah, man, that was an all-day thing there. And, I mean, all week, all month, the whole nine.
Yeah.
And my last, I would go with losing the Redskins back in the 90s towards Landau when they left. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of people have texted in that one. Redskins moving from D.C. to Landover was a significant sports story and would fall somewhere on their list of the biggest sports stories. That looks so much bigger in hindsight than it did at the time. I'm not saying that at the time we weren't upset that the team was moving to the suburbs. I think everybody preferred the team to stay in the city, but we also remember what a train wreck the relationship between Sharon Pratt Kelly, the one-term mayor, and Jack Kent Cook was at the time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jonesy. Good to hear your voice. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert loves to weigh in on D.C.-related topics and usually is kind of spot on. Go ahead.
Well, this is sort of connected to over here, but I was actually going to say Abe Poland building the Capitol Center in, actually, Largo, which paved the way for them to get an NBA team and an NHL team. That's really what precipitated you getting those teams. And I was going to mention the move from RFK to FedEx. A couple deaths were mentioned. You know, another one that was a big story was Jerry Smith's death. That had a lot of ramifications to it, and a big storyline on that. And one last one would be Kevin Sheehan returning to the radio after being off.
Otherwise,
we wouldn't have this show.
Go ahead. It was only a 9-month hiatus. It wasn't very long, but Jerry Smith. Robert,
I called into your podcast. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
Jerry Smith, I want people to understand why you said it was significant. It was significant because he died of AIDS. And we found out that Jerry Smith was gay and was a gay football player on those George Allen teams of the 70s and the Vince Lombardi team in 69 and the teams that preceded it. And was an absolute favorite of all of his teammates.
Yep.
And his teammates knew, you know, during a time in which it was not, you know, the most accepted thing in a sports locker room at all. And it's kind of an amazing story. But I wouldn't say that was a massive on the level of the stories we're talking about.
It was a big storyline regarding someone's death. But there you go.
Thank you.
But the A. Poland building that Capitol Center also had some good concerts there.
And by the way, the Largo Landover thing has always been confusing to me. Like, many times it was referred to as Largo, Maryland. Other times it was referred to as Landover, Maryland. Maybe somebody can explain that to me one of these days.
I did that one time. Geographically, it was Largo. It was on the outside of the Beltway. Landover.
And so inside was Landover?
Inside. Yeah, but I think it had something to do with where they had their office. So the mailing, you know, that's how they described it as Landover. But geographically, it was in Largo. That's Largo.
Well, let me just tell you, if you go back and you watch some of the, you know, the Bullets games from back then, Brent Musburger's coming on and saying, "We're live in Landover, Maryland." But you're right. There were also moments in which it was referred to as Largo, Maryland. Anyway, I got to roll, Robert. Thanks for the call, as always. Here are some others that people have sent in. The recruitment of Moses Malone by Lefty Driesell, that was a massive story. Moses Malone was considered to be maybe the most the highest recruited high school basketball player at the time in history. I know that others have said Lou Alcindor was, but the Moses recruitment was big. Harper being drafted, Strasburg being drafted on the list. Andy wrote Westbrook passing Oscar in triple doubles. I mean, I didn't even remember that Russell Westbrook set that record as a Wizard until Andy passed mentioned this. But here's the one that Andy mentioned to me that I think is somewhere on the list. It was a game, but it was the event, the story of the event that was prominent. Texas Western beating Kentucky in the 1966 NCAA championship game at Kohl Fieldhouse, considered to be the most, you know, significant NCAA title game because Texas Western was the first college basketball team to start five black players. And they beat, you know, racist Adolph Rupp and Kentucky in that championship game. That's a good one. A couple of others that came in here. Let me just look. I'm looking on Twitter. Yeah, Vince Lombardi being hired in 69, I mentioned that. That was that had to have been a massive story considering he was the greatest coach ever, had retired from Green Bay and decided to come back to coaching in Washington, of all places. Like, the Redskins were not good in 1968, anywhere near good enough for him to choose Washington, but they gave him, you know, kind of full control, and he had Sonny Jurgensen as a quarterback. So there you go. All right, good job. Ben Standig from Indy. The Indy Combine gets underway this week. He's next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.